This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
You know, spring has sprung and our friends at Manscaped have the best tools for some spring cleaning. And they've already helped you tidy up all the nooks and crannies of your body's basement. But this year, Manscaped can help you get the perfect presentation on that beautiful face with the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Now, there's a lot of neckbeards in professional wrestling. All right, so make sure you look your best this spring by using the code K100 to get 20% off plus free shipping at Manscaped.com. So for all you neckbeards out there, I know there's some, you know, there are a lot of you, but the ones that have the well-trimmed beard, it's time to tame your mane with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. The sun is peeking back out, which means you'll have to show your face in the daylight again. That's right, you gotta get out of the house. So use the kit to make sure your scruff looks award-winning, whether you've got glorious beard flow or some smooth, sleek cheeks. So the kit starts off at the Beard Hedger. It's a waterproof cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths. That's 20 lengths, that's a lot, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of add-ons. Like, you know how you have all those guards and you have to keep them in your drawer and they're lying all over the place? You know, it's funny, too, because my cats steal the guards.
Right.
And go and play with them. Like, I'll come home and I got the guards of my my beard trimmer, beard hedger, are on the steps, are on my trimmers, right? Okay, so no more of that with the beard hedger. It comes with titanium-coated T-blades that are tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. It's a high-tech piece of art, a travel-sized package with a long-lasting battery, universal charging, and a strong motor, right? So you don't have to worry about charging all the time. And next to kit is the liquid goods that make you feel good. Start with the beard shampoo and conditioner. You gotta have that. You can't treat your beard like you treat your pubes. That's why the kit is a special shampoo and conditioner, specially designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, that's very key, and replenish your beard's natural oils and promote beard health. It also has this the Manscaped Beard Oil, And the nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine to liven up the look. And then it has the Beard Balm. And it's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oil. So it's kind of like a, you know, like a gel for your beard. It's awesome. So not to mention the Beard Hedger Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts. A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So if you have a beard, or if you want to grow a beard, you got to use this. It's the Beard Hedger. And you can save 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D.com. Focus on the face and use the Beard Hedger Pro Kit for the cleanest look in the game. And if you want to start a beard, you have to get this product.
This is incredible. If you haven't purchased this yet, you'll be happy you did when you do. So get all your grooming needs at manscaped.com. Boom.
It's a hell of a deal.
All right, so we're starting off this week's segment of K100 Talk. So we'll have two segments. The first one I brought up, which is loneliness. I was just stricken because I was reading this interview, and then, you know, I started to read other stuff. And listen to this. The U.S. general declared a new public health epidemic. So, you know, that's huge, okay? And you would never believe, but it was loneliness. And so it says that a new report finds loneliness can have profound effects on mental health, as well as heart disease, stroke, and dementia. And so this week, the U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, declared loneliness a public health epidemic in America. Listen to this. Saying the health risks are as deadly as smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day and are costing the healthcare system billions of dollars a year. Even before the pandemic, about half of U.S. adults surveyed say they had experienced loneliness, only made worse by the COVID lockdowns, separating us all from friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors. And also, research has shown that a lack of social connections raises the risk of premature death by 30%, leads to higher rates of heart disease, stroke, anxiety, depression, dementia, and suicide. Young people are suffering the worst, with 15 to 24-year-olds spending up to 70% less time with friends than two decades prior. What do you think about this, guys?
Well, I think it's the maybe the end, not the end result, but a considerable symptom of just making it to where you never really have to get off your computer or your television.
Or your phone, yeah.
With video games and stuff and everything. Like you got a lot of people that never really leave the house. You know, and like it's a bro that like this is like a it transpires and like connects to like a lot of other things that happen, like population collapse. Like if there's no relationship, you're not getting out, there's no relationships, there's no interpersonal. Everything is like pointed to the fact that like, you know, the reproduction of the human race is facing, you know, harm right now. You know, people are lonely. They don't get out. They don't know how to act around people. They don't know how to, you know, I mean.
Yeah, men in general have lower sperm counts.
There's not a lot of testosterone. It's hard finding people to join the military. You know, so we wonder if, like, a lot of these things that we kind of promote in our society, we realize, you know, like, all the certain generals come out, well, this is not good. This is an epidemic. You know, people need to be, like, you know, be out socializing with each other.
Right.
You know, not yelling at each other on social media.
Right.
Like all they do on social media is fight. You know what I'm saying? And I think people are just used to fighting on social media, and it creates mental health problems. You know, because you got people telling you bad things about you and everything. But you're not gonna like Mike Tyson said. You know, there's a lot of the biggest problem with a lot of these social media stuff is like people can't really punch you in the face for the shit you're talking.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, yeah. I mean, I never really thought that the actual loneliness would be like a symptom, but it just makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it causes health problems.
So yeah, and you know, premature death by 30%.
It's unbelievable.
Bro, I just think saying like what you said, I think that gaming, which wasn't as ubiquitous as it is now, that dating online, because before you had to talk to somebody in person,
right?
You know, smartphones, because before if you wanted to use the phone, you had to call from your house or a payphone. Yeah. That was it.
Right.
Yeah. You know. So, yeah, I do think that that's part of the thing, you know, plus being online, YouTube, TikTok, porn, you
text.
Know,
you don't have
you
to
see kids. Right. You see kids sitting in front of each other, like at a mall, and they're texting each other, even though they're sitting next to each other.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And I was reading that some psychologist said that loneliness is like thirst or hunger. It's a feeling that the body sends us when we need something for survival, you know, because we're social creatures. And then I also read this, which I couldn't believe. It said that the number of single households has doubled in the last 60 years, you know. And here's another thing that I wanted to tell you that I found. This is an average, but Americans spend 20 minutes a day in person with people, okay? Compared to 60 minutes a day 20 years ago.
Wow.
And let me tell you what's the hardest hit group, 15 to 24. How could you be lonely at that age, bro? At that age, I had a group of friends that had shit to do, places to go.
Yeah. Or you're in college and you're surrounded by people your age.
Yeah. But that's the hardest hit group, Joe.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like that. When you mentioned, you know, how to meet people and dating and stuff, I was thinking when I was younger, like say you were younger. You're 18, 19, you want to set up a party at your house, your parents are gone, or a hotel party or something. What are you going to do? You got to pick up the phone and call the people that you want to come, you know, guys, girls, whatever. And nowadays, you don't even have to do that. You just text or whatever, even if you were to throw a party. But I mean, I think the lack of
do a group text and everybody's invited. Yeah.
Yeah. But people
I very rarely answer my phone unless it's some,
Yeah. People don't answer their phones anymore.
If I'm not answering my phone, that tells you that you have the option of sending me a text about that.
Well, the one thing that people should do to correct this is, especially with the fact that we're approaching 50% obesity in this country, and like people just sitting home, you know, eating shitty food, getting, you know, fatter, becoming unhealthier. It's like, bro, get to the gym. Mm-hmm. That's a social atmosphere. You know,
or
like do something, you know, I mean, like, it's really frightening to think like there's so many people now that just like stay home that don't leave their house and they're scared to leave their house.
And and not only that, one of the things that's like when you look at a profile of like a serial killer is loneliness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like human contact is a need, you know, it's just in human DNA. Like even for people like myself, whoever they kind of consider, you know, you think you're a loner, man, you really like that alone time. But there's times where you're like, God, I need to call my friends. I need to go out. I need to do this. You need to have those options or else
I said that psychologist was saying he was saying that's like, you know, is like thirst or hunger, you know, mm-hmm. It's a thing that the body sends, a feeling the body sends, you know, mm-hmm. when you need something like for survival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how important it is.
Yeah. It's like, that's imagine why being stranded on a desert island is like the worst way to die ever.
Right, you see these people that get put in prison away from everybody else because they need to be with people. Being alone is not normal for us.
Right.
You know?
People will just say, hey, I'll see you tonight, but they don't mean go out. They mean they're going to be on the headsets playing Grand Theft Auto together or something. You know? Yeah. That's become hanging out.
Kind of weird. I've never been a gamer, so I don't – that culture is kind of like foreign to me, you know? Because I work in a social atmosphere. I work in a club. There's tons of people.
Right.
Yeah,
you know, I actually like my alone time, you know, like away from that. Like, you know, so, I don't like it. Like when I'm off work, I like going to like, you know, like going doing things by myself or just like, you know, stay in my room watching movies or just be away from people, you know, so because I'm around them all the time. So interesting. Conan.
Yep.
I have something I want to say.
What up?
If you're a regular listener to K100, you've heard us talk about our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. Now, Nick Aldis may be on probation indefinitely, but he knows what he's doing when it comes to supplements and you. Our faithful K100 fans have been proving it time and time again. In fact, Nick and his wife Mickey James were at WrestleCon in LA over WrestleMania weekend, and they met several K100 listeners who are now loyal LegacySubs.com customers as well, including this shout out here to Jay Baca, who was finally able to meet Nick in person and tell him that since he started using Legacy products about 1 year ago, he's lost over 50 pounds and over 10 inches from his waist. Jay was so excited to share his progress, he even bought his Legacy products with him to show Nick, and you can see those pictures at the LegacySubs.com Instagram page. Jay is currently using Absolute Men's Wellness Formula, MCT Oil Caps, and Ultimate Test Stack. We want to take a moment to give a shout out to Jay and huge congrats on your awesome progress, and shout out to Nick Aldis and Legacy Sports Nutrition for these amazing results. If you want to transform your body just like Jay, go to LegacySubs.com now and always use the code K100. That's K100. It's the most used code on the site ever. That's a testimony to our listeners. For 10% off your entire order and show your love and support for the show, level up with LegacySubs.com. Legacy Subs.
Yo, go check it out. They got pre-workout stuff. They got stuff to help you improve your memory. They got stuff for recuperation after workouts. What do you use, Joe?
Much like Jay, I also use the Ultimate Test Stack. I've been using that for a few months, and it's really helped when I do the fight camp workouts with energy and recovery, and also, of course, the recovery PM, as we all know, helps you sleep a lot better and you wake up very refreshed. So been recommending this for a long time, and I still do. I mean, it's very, very helpful stuff. It'll make you feel better.
We all use it. It's very effective. There's a reason why they've stayed with us. Our listeners have been buying it, and Jay Baca's proof of its effectiveness. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
I think you could make a case
that
of all the podcasts out there, and if you look at all the fan bases of all the podcasts, that our fan base might be the most physically fit of all the podcasts. Because if Nick is selling it, like, we're the number one sellers of his products, and you would think they're... I mean, you see what wrestling fans look like generally, right, Conan? I mean, that's right. Kind of like, yeah. So we're improving the lives of our listeners one day at a time.
And
what
I
do you think
they appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's talk about, so Trump came back on TV last night.
Right, and CNN.
So it was funny too, because like everybody, their mother.
What did you think about that hostess?
Oh, like again, let me set the table here, okay? Because everybody's worried. You know, it's unbelievable that the left is turned into the anti free speech party, because like they were mad that CNN was giving Trump a platform, okay?
Right.
Well, CNN knows that Trump is the number one ratings guy on TV, and so the new guy at CNN is like, okay, we're gonna bring him on. But the thing was, they made it. It was a Republican town hall on CNN, meaning that it was in a group of Republican primary voters, okay, right, with the CNN host, okay. Now the CNN host was there to basically, you know, give, for the CNN talking points, but it was in front of a Trump crowd. So the problem was she kept hitting Trump with all the like Democratic talking points. And like not the stuff that the Republican Party like wants to talk about, so it turned into basically kind of like a wrestling match, like wrestling promos, because she was hitting Trump with the stuff that the Republican, you know, the Republican base doesn't care about, and Trump was fighting back, and like, bro, was it just a huge win for Trump?
Yeah,
because the crowd was cheering for everything he was saying when this girl was trying to like trap him. Bro, play some of these,
including when he called her when he said she was nasty. Remember?
Right. Yeah, they cheered. Right.
Yeah.
Could play some of these clips, because some of these are really, because but people forget, even if you're a Democrat and you can't stand Trump, the guy is funny. I mean, he's got great comedic timing. He's like, he knows how to work a room. He literally like his His post on Truth Social the day of was literally like a professional wrestling promo announcing the thing for nights. Like, I'm going to be on CNN. Are they going to try, like, you know, it was like
ratings.
A wrestling promo.
Yeah.
So
but if they set this up for it to be like a fail or for Trump to look bad, they completely missed the boat.
Yeah, because no, of course not. It was a total win for Trump to the point that CNN was just like, why did we give a platform to this guy? It's like, well, this is what his fan base wants. They don't like CNN. They want him to whack the CNN host over the head, which he did a bunch of times. Supposed to play this.
In that 3 hours, over 140 officers were injured.
It was posted after the first one I just read, though, and that was at 2 o'clock.
But I think the reason the timeline is so critical here, because going back to your influence, in that 3 hours, over 140 officers were injured that day.
And a person named Ashley Babbitt was killed.
Yes.
You know what? She was killed, and she shouldn't have been killed. And that thug that killed her, there was no reason to shoot her. At blank range, cold blank range, they shot her, and she was a good person. She was a patriot. There was no reason. And he went on television to brag about the fact that he killed her.
The officer was not bragging about the fact that he killed her.
Next one.
Play that. Yeah, play this. There's one in here that's just hysterical.
Her dog or her cat was named Vagina. The judge wasn't allowed to put that in. All of these things. But with her, they can put in anything. Access,
this
Hollywood.
This was a jury of 9 people who found you liable of sexual abuse. Do you think that will deter women from voting for you?
No, I don't think so, because I think the whole thing, just so you understand, ready? I never met this woman. I never saw this woman.
All right, here comes the next one.
He's just a character.
Bro, his timing is like he does the thing with his hands. Yeah. It's like, you know, bro, he's just
you
like
ready.
And the thing is, you see this guy, and then get Joe Biden like wandering around, like he doesn't know where he is. Just a few, you know, it's like, okay, you know, come on. Go ahead.
Our country is dying. Our country is being destroyed by stupid people, by very stupid people.
You once said that using the debt ceiling as a negotiating wedge just could not happen. You said that when you were in the Oval Office.
That's when I was president.
So why is it different now that you're out of office?
Because now I'm not president.
I mean, come on. It's like, you know, I mean, people love that. You know, it's like, you know, it's like he's like a liar, but it's like, I'm a bullshitter like everybody else. Here's my bullshit, but it's funny, you know? Do you think he's got a chance, Conan?
I just don't want him running our country. I hope
Would
not.
Would you rather have him or Joe Biden running the country?
Probably Joe, for only one reason, because what? He wasn't as divisive as
I think he's Trump been, is. Just as divisive.
But I don't give a fuck if them or a Martian is running this country. I have no, you know, loyalty.
Do you think he has a chance?
He has a chance, yeah.
I don't know if he does or not. It'll be interesting
for him to get the nomination. A lot of the even Republicans that came out and talked shit about him and turned their backs on him, now they got to get back on the Trump train, you know. And that's
I just think that there's a the problem is I don't know if the swing votes, if they want another 4 years, this guy.
Right.
Yeah, but you the problem is but those same guys are asking the same questions you're asking. Who'd I rather have, Trump or Biden?
Right.
You know, and Biden just seems to be, like you say, you know, just slow. He's fucking 80 years old, dude. Slow, and other people are probably making decisions for him. But do you want the only thing I like about Biden, and this is the only thing, is he wasn't as divisive as Trump. That's
I
don't like him.
How has he been unifying?
He hasn't been dividing.
Yes, he has.
If he hasn't been unifying,
well, the country's worse than has been under Trump.
Like what?
Like his if you vote for Trump, you ain't black, you know. And just he said
they play the race card still. It's been their playbook. There's nothing.
So they both do the same shit. You're trying to tell me one shit smells better than the other. They both fucking suck.
True, though, yeah.
I don't give a fuck about any of them. And I don't give a fuck who's in office, to tell you the truth. But
it's like I
just don't like, you know, I just felt he was very divisive. That's
the old South Park episode, Conan, where they were like, so literally you want me to choose between a turd sandwich and a giant douche? And it's like, yeah, you got it. That's voting. You choose between one shitty candidate or the other. But I think what's going to sway candidates, D.I., because you asked that, is the fact that people now that are in the middle and aren't sure who they're going to vote for, see that one side, whether it's Biden or another candidate, Harris. Okay, so therefore all the transgender bathroom changes. Therefore, all the open border stuff. And they're going, geez, I don't really like that. I don't like any of that. So if I have to choose Trump to get away from that shit, I guess I got to choose Trump.
Well, you know? But here to me, and this is my opinion, the single most divisive thing in this country is the suppression of free speech rights, and that you have – there's nothing more divisive than telling people that this person – you're not allowed to listen to this guy. And it's like, wait a second, I want to hear him for myself. And they're like, no.
Or if you consort with them, or if you consort with them, that we're all going to ostracize you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right, right.
Two great words by a Latino, by the way.
Right. I think the free speech issue is like, and bro, the best thing is now that, you know, that Elon Musk bought Twitter. He's literally like, the funny thing is like, you know, they're bringing Tucker Carlson on, right? Or Tucker Carlson's going to go like Twitter. Did I tell you about this at Twitter now? Like what Elon Musk has said, he's trying to set up Twitter to where you never leave this site.
Yeah,
he says it might become the number one podcast forum coming up in you know, coming soon.
And news,
the trusted source of news with community notes and stuff. If you want to post news on here, you're going to get fact checked, you know, and stuff and all that. So it's like, and he's literally inviting everybody to speak on this forum. You have people saying like, well, who's going to police? It's like, bro, common sense polices information. If you're an intelligent person, an educated person, you hear things, you have all these tools to search information and see, determine what's right and what's not. People literally want to say like, well, this guy's a liar. He shouldn't be heard. Bro, lies are part of free speech. You have to determine like the thing was like platforming Trump. It's like, bro, I want to hear what the guy says and I'll determine whether I like what he says or not. I want to determine that. But you have people saying, okay, no, he should not be given a platform. It's like, wait, so why not? Are you scared of what the guy has to say? Like, you can't hear what this guy has to say. What is he going to do? Cause harm to your mental health? It's like, come on. It's like, you know, that's what it sounds
like.
Yeah,
you that easily swayed that whatever he says you're going to do.
Right.
You know,
it's like you make your own decision. Like, this guy's not, he's not commanding you or brainwashing you into like, you know, like the mind melt, like the Jedi mind trick.
You don't have to listen to him, but you can't cancel him out. Yeah, it's like, I'm with you on that one.
It's like you guys can say, Donald Trump can speak, and afterwards you can go follow the news he wants, and these people can point out he lied about this, he lied about this, and, that, and you determine whether or not it's it. And like, you know, determine for yourself.
Yeah.
That's still my number one voting. You know, my voting issue is the suppression of free speech because, like, you know, bro, you never know the way it's coming is like. Our little shitty little podcast here, we could say something wrong and somebody could go on the next thing you know, they take us off the air. Like that's where this is trending. It's like, we can't just say everything we want to anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, there's like in Canada, this is unbelievable. They want to literally criminalize you for misgendering people. Like if you call a person like that, don't call them by the proper gender, when literally the person that you're misgendering could just be full of shit and making the whole thing up and just play acting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bro, if our country starts trending that way, then it's going to be a shit storm here, you know? So,
yeah.
I don't know. That's what I'm worried about.
But, like, when Conan used the word ostracized earlier, I thought Trump was going to be ostracized. I thought you were going to see the Florida governor, DeSantis, might be a nominee.
I think you know what's happening, Joe?
Yeah.
That they can't get any more heat on him anymore. Mm-hmm. And people now, every time they do something, they're,
picking on him. Yeah.
You know, right. So they're with him, you know?
Yeah,
his base is with him. To them, it is a witch hunt. To them, it is political. To them, Trump did no wrong, you know, and that's how much they fucking like this guy, you know.
And I think last night you saw the reason that they want to keep him off TV and stuff, because me, to someone that was like, Trump's never coming back. Last night he did that and I was like, wow, he gained some points. You know,
I don't even know if it's
you don't
general,
think he,
but
he,
I know,
he,
I know into his base, okay. His base loved it because he was smacking around a CNN post.
Yeah.
I just thought it was absolutely stupid and insane that CNN would allow that to happen in front of a Republican town hall, you know, where they knew everybody was going to be supporting him and where they kind of, he buried CNN during the fucking thing.
Yeah. And the day he was, found liable in that lawsuit, which would have been a bad news day for him, turned into something
he didn't give a fuck.
You know, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I never met her. I don't know who the fuck she is, and she's not my type. And he stands by it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's been our talks.
That's been our K100 talks. Very interesting. Trump and loneliness. If you got any questions, comments, whatever, send them to K100 questions@gmail.com. We'll read them on the show.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.